been doing a lot of research for this Sunday. Most of the time I just make stuff up. But for today, lots and lots of research. Been researching mustard. You know, there are hundreds and hundreds of types of mustards out there. There is brown mustard, yellow mustard, black mustard. There's English mustard, Chinese mustard, German mustard. You've got Dijon mustard, champagne mustard, sweet mustard, hot mustard, spicy mustard. Did I miss any of your favorites? And the list goes on and on and on. And they're not interchangeable. Different mustards go with different types of food. You know, you wouldn't go to a ballpark and order a hot dog and put English mustard on your hot dog. Well, you might, but I'd look at you funny, and then I'd call you a heretic, because after so much research, I am now a mustard snob. All these variations from these tiny, tiny little seeds, so much flavor from these itty-bitty tiny things. Can you see where I'm going with this? The apostles asked Jesus, increase our faith. And in his response, he emphasizes the explosive power of just the tiniest, tiniest bit of faith, such as uprooting a mulberry tree. Life is different for a person of faith. For a person of faith, life is different because we are connected to the power of God. And all of us here have faith. Otherwise, we wouldn't be sitting here. Some of us may want it to be as large as a mustard seed. But we all have faith. We are all in relationship with God. We have all experienced Him in one way or another. All of us gathered here have heard the voice of the Lord calling out to us. Sometimes we pretend that we don't hear it, but that's a different homily. All of us have been touched by the Lord. One way or another, we have all been touched. And if you say that you haven't, then how do you know that you want more faith? We've experienced it, and we want more of it. Now, the expression of faith is different from person to person. No two people express their faith the same way. It's different from person to person. Some may be called to live and work in the world, raise a family, witnessing to Christ in that way, while others are called off to religious community and to spend their lives in prayer. Some work to build up the ecclesia, bring the community together, while others visit the sick and the homebound. Some work at sheltering and feeding the homeless. Others pore over biblical texts, trying to decipher and translate them. Different people, different expressions of faith, different gifts and abilities, but all connected to the one God. Different flavors of faith, if you will, different mustards, different expressions. And shame on that sweet mustard that is not satisfied with accompanying the cheese platter, or insists that the Dijon goes with the Chinese meal. We cannot insist or place demands on anyone's faith but our own. Nor can we expect any type of reward for simply doing what Jesus wants us to do. Faith is about our relationship with God. Simply put, faith is our response to God. And we are compelled to live out the gospel, not for any pat on the back, not for any word of thanks, not for the high praise of others. We're compelled to live out the gospel because we have been changed by our encounter with the world, with the Lord. My friends, in the end, all of us, we are simply servants of the Master, doing no more than our duty. And gathered here this morning, we pray that we may do no less than our duty.